welcome to the Fellowship Broadcast, the radio voice of the Fellowship Tract League. We have been printing gospel tracts since 1978. The prayers and support of God's people have enabled us to print and ship more than 5 billion gospel tracts to 200 countries and territories. Tracts are printed in 90 languages, including English and Spanish, and are offered free to anyone who requests them. The Fellowship Broadcast and the Fellowship Tract League are local church ministries of Fellowship Baptist Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Our pastor is William Burroughs. He's heard every Wednesday on this program. Jesus saved, Jesus
saved. Welcome into the Fellowship Broadcast. It's wonderful to start a new week off with you, and we thank you for tuning in today and being a part of this, the voice of the Fellowship Tract League, and thank the Lord for the Tract League and how God is using it in the hearts and lives of those that receive the gospel through the printed page that is printed here at the Fellowship Tract League. Lord willing, Brother Bruce DeLange, one of our representatives, will be along with us in just a few moments with a very sobering thought to start off your week with: characteristics of someone crying in hell. I pray to speak to your heart today, and he'll be along with that in just a few moments. But first, here's a letter from a life that's been changed.
This one from Ryan in Georgia. Hello. I just want to say God bless you and thank you. I have rededicated my life to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving me. He has his prayer right in the middle of this. And he said, for loving me. And God's precious blood was shed for me. I'm in prison right now trying to equip myself with the tools to be used to be a disciple of the Lord inside and outside the prison walls. So can you please send me more tracts and Christian books? Thank you for that. And that from Ryan in Georgia. Well, we are not up to time yet, so here comes another letter.
This letter is from Howard. He says, I work on a city bus. I have the opportunity to pass out literally hundreds of tracts daily. It is such a blessing to be able to do the Great Commission as we as Christians have been commanded to do. Sometimes it seems as if they are just ended up thrown on the floor, but our preacher reminds us that some plant, some water, and some harvest. Thank you.
You're listening to the Fellowship Broadcast, heard daily at this time. All tracts are sent free as the Lord provides. To request an English or Spanish sample packet, or to make a tax-deductible donation, contact the Fellowship Tract League at 513-494-1075, or on the web at fellowshiptractleague.org, or write to us at P.O. Box 164, Lebanon, Ohio, 45036. Thank you for giving to help us reach those who have never heard the gospel.
Well, this is the account of the rich man and Lazarus in Luke 16, verses 19 to 31. We'll just give you excerpts along the way, but it's a look at what we see in this rich man. And really, we can parallel this to the people in America today. And after being overseas to several other countries, they referred to all of us in America as being rich. So listen to this, a wasted life. Yes, he was clothed in fine linen, but it was a wasted life. His whole time was occupied with his wardrobe and a table and what he put on his body and what he put in his stomach. And so that rich man in Luke 16 was very wealthy. And he was an unfaithful steward, a man who has riches, has them from the hand of God. Listen close. Deuteronomy 8:18 says, But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth the power to get wealth. But he didn't acknowledge that. He was living for himself. But I heard a preacher say one time he may have been a little bit with a warm heart, letting Lazarus stay at his gate and eating the crumbs which fell from his table. So, he lived as though he was no... He lived... Are you listening? As though there was no other world. And people are living today, I mean, as though this is it. But this one thing we know, that the Bible says that after death, then the judgment, it's appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. So, listen, his soul was unprepared for death. So, it tells us in Luke 16, about the rich man and Lazarus, both died. Luke 16, 22 and 23. So the rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And listen close. He cried out, Father Abraham, send Lazarus, that he may dip his tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Friend, our minds can't even comprehend of the feeling of a horrible, horrible defeat, having left this world and woke up in a devil's hell, never, ever to get out. And they had the same chance as everyone. You see, God's word tells us that he draws everyone to salvation. And we're so thankful today we can share that with you on the from the Bible, that God, it's not the will of the Father in heaven that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So he found out that death does not end at all in Luke 16, 22 and 23. The rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lifted up his eyes in torments. He lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off. Hebrews 9:27, so plain, and it's appointed unto men once to die, but after that the judgment. So we'll continue to give you a few verses before we're ending the broadcast today, but we want to talk about our salvation right now, how Jesus went to an old rugged cross and paid for our sins. And the door is wide open for us to receive him as our Savior and have all of our sin forgiven. And then we can claim the promises in the Word of God, like 1 John 5:13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. His death was a terrible awakening. He closed his eyes in his sumptuous home and woke up in hell. What a fearful awakening out of the palace of pleasure into the prison of pain. Friend, today, if you just think you're a good person and that will get you to heaven, that's so wrong. That thought's come to us from men, not from God, because God tells us there's one way to be saved. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, through Jesus Christ. As death found him, eternity kept him. Ecclesiastes 11, verse 3 says, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. Luke 16, 26, no going back. He was not in hell because he was rich. He was in hell because he had neglected getting right with God. He waited too late. Oh, but wait. If right now you're not ready to die, listen. 2 Peter 3 and verse 9 says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You know you're a sinner? Sinner. You know you're a sinner? Repent of your sin today. God's word, our authority, says, but whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And prior to calling on the Lord, you will realize you're lost. We call it conviction. You will realize you're a sinner and not argue with God. You will realize that no sin can enter into heaven. So call on him today. Just simply pray a prayer like this. Lord, I know I'm a sinner, and I ask forgiveness now. I now repent of my sins and ask the Lord to save me. Pray that prayer or one similar and be saved today before it's too late, as the signs of the times of the end of this world and the rapture of the church will be going to heaven. So trust him today. Thank you for listening. Bruce DeLang here.
You have been listening to the Fellowship Broadcast. Be sure to tune in again and invite someone to listen with you. This is Bruce DeLang signing off with this thought. I'm on my way to heaven and enjoying the journey. Are you?